Hello again, Victoria. Welcome to the second part of our three-part environment policy statement. As always, we are here to present a clear and positive alternative for all Victorians who would like to see a new, better state government in November 2026. Labor, the Liberals' National Coalition, the Greens, Independents have failed us for too long, making poor decisions and wasting our money. While they focus on internal factions and hidden agendas, One Victoria's constitution will make you our only priority. Your safety, happiness, health, wealth and freedom will guide our every decision, every policy, every day. Taking care of our environment is crucial to delivering on that promise. Here in part two, we present our draft policies regarding electricity generation, fossil fuels, and natural gas. The United Nations lists the five primary contributors to climate change through their high production of greenhouse gases. These are listed here in order from highest contributor to lowest. Generating power, manufacturing, deforestation, transportation, production of food, and consumerism. Of course, as with everything to do with climate change, it ain't that simple. You cannot, contrary to the idealistic approach of the Greens, simply cancel any of these areas. There are billions of people in China, India, and many of the world's poorest countries that are expected to begin consuming power for the very first time as they slowly become middle class in an unavoidable progression. The demand for the generation of power will grow massively in the future. Manufacturing simply cannot be turned off. Curious fact, when addressing the potential for rolling blackouts during summer peak periods due to our dwindling electricity supplies, a socialist Labour minister said, "Don't worry about not being able to turn on the lights at home. Remember, if power shortages threaten domestic supply, we have the power to turn off industry." He was serious. Transportation can be modified to reduce emissions, but electric cars are not a practical alternative on their own. Food production is essential, and consumerism is only likely to continue growing as those same billions move towards middle class. The United Nations does, however, provide a guide as to the priorities we should be embracing. Electricity production is a major component of all of those areas. If you add up those components, the generation and use of electricity accounts for 75% of all greenhouse gas emissions today. 75%. Your newly elected One Victoria majority government in 2026 will make it a priority to install more than enough clean, safe, renewable, dependable electricity to drive all of this state's energy requirements for the next 100 years. We will completely remove all greenhouse gas emissions from our state's power generation. For a complete background and analysis of electricity and our energy future, and to understand how we have developed the following policy decisions, please read our energy policy. It is essential reading if you share our determination to win the battle against climate change and show the whole world that it can be done quickly without destroying our economy, our standard of living, or the environment. The time for just protesting and wishful thinking is over. Now is the time for action, and One Victoria will make it happen for all Victorians. Number one, One Victoria's participation in the science. A major element driving government policy in Australia is the various studies referred to as the levelised costs of electricity. These scientific reports claim to advise governments of the differences in the various methods of electricity generation and consistently point to renewables, wind and solar being the cheapest and therefore the only method of delivering a clean energy future. Our own CSIRO produces their annual report called GenCost. One Victoria has identified that these reports are seriously flawed. They fail to consider the cost of replacing renewables at the end of their relatively short life, nor do they consider the complex environmental, social and costly issue of recycling the numerous toxic and rare earth materials used to build them. They ignore the added cost of distribution, new power lines, to connect the solar and wind farms. They fail to cost the social, economic and environmental damage caused by the extraordinary land and seaways required for these technologies, as well as the huge cost of upgrading our entire grid to cope with rooftop solar. There have been no attempt to include the cost of backup, although the CSIRO do provide a 200-page roadmap to backup. All these reports only consider the next 15 to 20 years, heavily skewing the results. To their credit, when One Victoria challenged the CSIRO, they provided us with all their working reports and invited us to participate in the community feedback program leading into the next GenCost report. For that, we are grateful. One Victoria commits to continuing to monitor and call out what we see as inaccurate or politically skewed reporting of scientific analysis from all sources. Our submission to the AEMO and CSIRO 2024 GenCost report is published in full as policy number 12 on our energy policy. Number 2. Legislation changes. Two pieces of legislation, the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Act 1998 and the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act 1999, effectively ban any Australian government from investigating and moving forward with any type of nuclear power station. One Victoria calls upon the federal and all state and territory governments and opposition parties to work together to urgently rescind, cancel or amend these acts, as well as any state-based acts, as follows. Remove any and all barriers to the development, building and deployment of nuclear power stations, specifically the sections of the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Act 1998, other than those addressing the banning of uranium enrichment activities that in any way create any possibility of future weapons development. Remove any and all environmental and other barriers to the approval process for the development, building and deployment of nuclear power stations, legislating to grant final absolute authority for approval to the elected state and territory executive branch of government. 3. Confirm state government responsibility for electricity. One Victoria believes that the federal government does not have a constitutional role regarding the planning and implementation of electricity generation. We understand sole sovereignty for this rests with the states. We feel that the current federal energy minister is leading Australia towards an electricity supply cliff and should be removed from that role immediately. A One Victoria majority government in 2026 will initiate an immediate High Court challenge seeking to clarify this position once and for all. Number 4. Stop renewables subsidies. A One Victoria majority government in 2026 will immediately cancel and withdraw all state-based incentive programs supporting wind, solar and battery technologies, and we will petition the federal government to do the same. We believe that every additional dollar we continue to spend on these costly, inefficient, short-term and unreliable forms of energy generation is another dollar of public money wasted. Number 5. Cancel all our renewables plans. We will cancel all plans and permits for new commercial wind, solar and battery installations and implement a legislated program to completely remove existing installations at the end of their useful life, at the cost of the owners, returning all such operations, wind farms, commercial solar plants and battery systems, to their original state. if these systems cannot be viably relocated to remote communities or dismantled and recycled within Victoria, the owners will have to remove them totally from Victoria and dispose of them elsewhere within Australia or overseas. Number 6. Withdraw from the NEM, the National Electricity Market, NEM. Operating in New South Wales, the Australian Capital Territory, Queensland, South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania, the NEM is both a wholesale electricity market and the physical power system. The Australian Energy Market Operator, AEMO, also operates the retail electricity markets that underpin the wholesale market. These organisations provide a semi-national umbrella under which the eastern and southern states agree to cooperate in the interests of price control and stable supply, and has been operating since 1998. One Victoria believes our state is disadvantaged by this arrangement. We generally use a little less than we produce within our state, and the excess is used to prop up New South Wales and other states who consistently use more than they produce. Once elected as majority government in 2026, we will remove Victoria from the NEM and the AEMO to control our own destiny and pursue lower-priced energy for the future of our state. Number 7. Install clean, abundant nuclear power. A One Victoria majority government will move immediately to install a 21-gigawatt modern modular power station. This will generate more than 2 times Victoria's peak consumption and more than 4 times Victoria's average consumption. Provision will be made on site for the addition of new reactors if required at any time over the next 100 years. We recognise the need to urgently plan for the long-term future of our state. One Victoria will achieve what Labor, the Greens and the Liberal Nationals coalition have not been able to do: implement massive, safe, reliable and cheap baseline power that will completely replace Victoria's reliance on polluting fossil fuels, as well as the unreliable and costly renewables, delivering an expected useful operating life of 100 years. This state-of-the-art power station will be built on 1 or 2 sites, possibly utilising the Hazelwood and Yallourn power station sites, to provide economies of scale over management and distribution infrastructure, security, as well as active and passive safety systems. The footprint will be a tiny fraction of the land and seaways needed to support unreliable renewables. It will utilise multiple 1 or 1.3 gigawatt traditional reactors in a modern modular configuration, allowing individual units to be brought on and offline as required. It will also enable a planned, scheduled deep maintenance and upgrade program without ever getting close to limiting supply. We plan to lead the world in building this power station and bringing its benefits to Victorians in quick time, learning from Japan and South Korea, who have shown that modern modular systems can be built in 4 to 5 years compared to the 10 to 15 years taken by cumbersome, traditional, bureaucratic Western countries like the US and the UK. Not surprisingly, our Energy Minister, Mr. Bowen, constantly refers to the USA and the UK as being way too slow to implement nuclear projects, and it's simply a matter of them getting in their own way. To achieve this, we will remove much of the bureaucracy that simply gets in the way, increases costs, lengthens build times unnecessarily, and has been put in place by successive governments more interested in blocking nuclear power for short-term political expedience rather than providing leadership for the long-term needs of the community. We will install enough capacity to cover all Victoria's current peak needs within 5 years, with the additional capacity to be installed over the following 5 years. One Victoria will achieve this without taking any shortcuts regarding safety. Processing and storage of the minimal amount of fuel waste will be handled within the site. Most fuel will be recycled through the reactors for many decades, following the latest international processes. The very small amount left will be stored deep underground in lead, steel and concrete capsules, concreted into chambers within a network of deep tunnels prepared beneath the site before construction of the power station above. One Victoria will seek cooperation and partnerships with one or more of the world's leading and proactive nuclear power generating countries, Japan, Canada, South Korea, France, the USA and the UK, and will seek to harness the renewed enthusiasm for nuclear power generation coming out of Finland and Sweden. We do not plan to reinvent the wheel. We will aim to purchase proven, efficient modules together with the very latest active and passive safety systems available. We will explore with our partners the new technologies being developed, including the very promising molten salt-cooled reactors, which show promising operational cost-effective and safety benefits. This will further minimise costs and installation times. Number 8. Becoming a NEM and AEMO supplier again. Our strategic essential services power plan will provide for excess capacity to be made available to other states at a profit. We will do this by becoming a supplier to NEM and the AEMO. We will also begin planning for a new influx of high power usage businesses to move into Victoria where we can guarantee secure power supply. Such industries could include large and small-scale metal smelting and fabrication businesses, a new generation of plastics, glass and clothing synthetics recycling plants, and the potential for a revitalised manufacturing industry. Initial focus will be to establish a big industry hub within the Latrobe Valley. Number 9. Cheap electricity. The power station will be wholly owned by the Victorian government and people. It will generate globally competitive cheap energy and will drive our economic development and population growth for the next 100 years. Your newly elected One Victoria majority government will move quickly to ensure we have more electricity than we need through this proven large-scale safe and zero emissions technology. This will enable Victoria to sell excess to the other states and to offer pricing advantage to existing large, medium and small businesses, as well as those we want to encourage to set up new operations in our state. We commit to supplying domestic electricity supply to Victorians' homes for half the price you are paying at the time when this new power station begins supply. Our longer-term intention is to supply all domestic electricity to Victorians' homes for free as soon as we are able to stabilise the state's debt left by the current government. Consumers will continue to pay for maintenance of the state's power distribution network, the poles and wires, etc., but part of our shutdown of renewables will be to cancel the creation of an all-new and obscenely expensive distribution network required by renewables being spread across the state. Number 10. Electric vehicles. Full EVs are fun to drive, dead silent and increasingly attractive in the face of skyrocketing fuel pricing and government incentives. As usual, the current governments are encouraging and incentivising rapid adoption of EVs before our electricity grid can handle it. One Victoria sees electric and hybrid vehicles as potentially dominating our roads and eventually reducing our transport emissions down to a negligible amount. But we understand that just wishing for something to happen will not achieve any real change. One Victoria will move to remedy the three missing links to a pollution-free roads network. Number 1. EVs use a great deal of electricity. We believe a more realistic way to handle our long country distances and the relatively short-range capabilities of EVs is to abandon trying to implement full charging capabilities along our country highways and to replace this with a new approach. As we ramp up our provision of abundant electricity supply, One Victoria will also ramp up availability of a fleet of traditional and long-range plug-in hybrid SUVs and sedans, able to be rented at nominal cost by EV owners who can then leave their electric car at home when undertaking a long country trip. The greatest benefit of EVs is using them within our major cities. When doing a road trip, hybrids are a great solution. This service will only be made available to existing EV owners and will provide real incentive to purchase a new electric vehicle. One Victoria believes this will result in a significant increase in EV uptake from 2031 on. Until then, the only remaining problem with EVs is the end-of-life disposal issue and short overall life. The batteries in full electric vehicles are integrated into the frame of the car. As the batteries degrade over an expected practical life of 10 plus years before rendering the entire car unviable, replacement is difficult and very expensive and impossible in some models, so likely to be unviable at that age, and disposal is a huge problem. While recycling EV batteries is theoretically possible, it will require expensive and highly energy-intensive processing, which could potentially become practical with our plans to install large-scale, baseload, cheap nuclear power. One Victoria will work with the industry and other governments in Australia and beyond to find a viable solution. Past governments should have ensured this was in place before offering taxpayer-funded incentives to try to boost EV uptake. We will not fully support EVs until this issue is resolved, hopefully by 2031. If we are elected as majority state government from 2026, we will remove all state-based incentives until this issue has been resolved. We will work with the federal government to do likewise. The third issue involves heavy transport, trucks and vans. Electric engines with batteries will never provide a solution for these vehicles in the real world. In our draft policy for health, we set out a plan to tap into the brilliance and ingenuity of Victorians in developing unique solutions to age-old problems. We see another opportunity here. A new majority One Victoria government in 2026 will sponsor a Research Institute of Engineering Excellence and Innovation, inviting contributions from anyone with or without engineering qualifications in the pursuit of one goal initially: to design and bring to market a micro-nuclear power engine, fully sealed, fully fueled for a minimum 30-year life, fire and impact-proof, that can power our heavy transport and replace polluting diesel engines. The future of heavy transport will be emissions-free, carbon-free, safe, reliable and cost-effective, and Victoria will have an opportunity to drive that future forward in a realistic and practical way. Number 11. The brightest place on earth. In item 7 of our local government draft policy, we detailed a competition to encourage councils to focus on cleanliness and presentation, a development of the old tidy town concept. As soon as power capacity is reached the correct level, we will add to this program to encourage creativity and enthusiasm with the use of LED and projected lighting effects. A bit like the Botanical Gardens Lightscapes program, but on a massive scale involving every community. One Victoria wants to make Victoria world-renowned as the brightest place on earth. Our cities, our country towns, our avenues of majestic trees, our existing tourist locations everywhere. We believe this will lift the spirits of all Victorians across all generations and create a new tourism point of difference, attracting more tourists from all over the globe. All powered by Victoria's commitment to massive, safe, dependable 24/7 baseline nuclear-powered electricity. Our stated timeframe for covering all of Victoria's current domestic and industrial electricity needs is 5 years from the 2026 election. Much faster than any current plan for wind, solar and batteries from the current government and opposition. In the following 5 years to 2036, we will supersize our capacity to provide for population and industry growth as we position our state to be the only state in Australia to offer electricity certainty. At the end of 2031, we will move immediately to close all remaining redundant coal-fired power stations, all 8 gas-powered stations, and we will progressively dismantle all the wind, solar and battery installations as they get to their short end of life. Natural gas. Gas is now considered a greenhouse fossil fuel, which has some known and some still to be proven negative environmental and health effects. The Labor state government have taken action against natural gas, driven by the extreme idealistic views of the Labor left and the Greens, with no clue about how to replace it. They have banned new gas exploration. They have banned fracking. They have taken steps already to ban new housing developments from being connected to the gas supplies from January 1, 2024. They've allowed some councils to move to ban residents from purchasing new gas appliances. Victoria uses natural gas for household heating, hot water and cooking. Industry uses natural gas in a host of applications. The hospitality industry uses natural gas for heating and cooking. The state uses natural gas via 8 gas-powered power stations to prop up our struggling electricity network of coal-fired power stations and inefficient and ineffective renewables projects. These are the facts of life. All this while failing to provide a viable, reliable replacement. Prices have been driven higher because the gas producers cannot support their businesses with new gas fields or increase production from existing fields. They sell their gas on the international market at higher prices, and we must pay the same. It appears that this is yet another example of Labor and the Greens simply failing to understand how business and economics actually works. 12. Your new Majority 1 Victoria government will immediately move to open negotiations with the gas producers, offering to rescind all existing bans and restrictions on new gas field explorations and lift the blanket bans on fracking provided appropriate safety measures are taken. In return for continuing to supply our state's natural gas requirements at reduced pricing well below their international export pricing for the next 5 to 10 years. We will place an offer of 20 years freedom to explore and extract gas for their international markets on the negotiations table. Number 13. At the end of 2031, once your new majority One Victoria government has delivered sufficient clean, safe, dependable electricity, we will move quickly to transition away from our dependence on natural gas in the home, and we will work with industry to do the same. Number 14. On the subject of domestic and restaurant use of gas for cooking, One Victoria intends to continue to supply gas connections to existing and new dwellings, as well as restaurants and cafes, well beyond a planned transition from using gas for heating of water and the home. One thing not considered by anti-gas campaigners is the vital role gas plays as a fallback in the event of short-term power failures due to traffic accidents, transformer failures, or storm damage to the distribution network. Families with young infants, the sick, elderly and infirm simply cannot do without the ability to heat food and liquids for any period that lasts more than a couple of hours. While we support a move away from reliance on gas instead of electricity, we see the correct future design of kitchens ideally incorporating an induction cooktop for everyday use, plus a single gas burner as part of or separate from this cooktop. Perfection would be achieved if this burner could be utilised as a wok burner to cater for the large number of communities and foodies who love cooking Asian cuisine, and a small separately controlled inner burner for medium saucepan use. Please refer to our separate policy on gas. Fossil fuels. Extreme climate activists have called on governments to move quickly to shut down the oil and fossil fuel industries. Recently, Extinction Rebellion protesters marched through Melbourne holding placards demanding the global banning of the oil industry. Banning oil? Really? One Victoria believes shutting down the oil industry will drive fuel prices higher, which feeds through to every part of the cost of living and the health of our nation. Proponents demonstrate a complete lack of understanding of the consequences of doing so. Please take a moment to think that strategy through. On our website, onevictoria.com.au, we provide a list of 170 products made from the byproducts of the oil industry. Apart from fuels, this list includes wind turbines, solar panels, and batteries. Seemingly simple solutions can be much more complex than first thought. I will list 25 additional items here. See which of these products you feel we can all do without. Acrylic and nylon, anesthetics, antihistamines, antiseptics, artificial limbs, bandages, computers, cortisone, dentures, detergents, e-scooters and e-bikes, electronic games and consoles, eyeglasses, fertilizers, heart valves, insecticides, microprocessors, smartphones, watches and tablets, motorcycle and bike helmets, paint, pantyhose, perfumes, shampoo and soaps. Emissions today, 75%. Your newly aggressive moves to shut down the oil industry will fundamentally change the global economy, massively increasing the cost of everyday products and services, with no available replacements for most of the above list, all in pursuit of a solution for a climate change problem that is not as serious as is being sold to us by error-riddled science and obsessed climate warriors. As mentioned previously, a One Victoria majority government will achieve more, faster, with better results than any previous government. One Victoria will also move to reposition Victoria to protect our interests and economy regarding this essential product. Do we see opportunities to clean up this industry and show the rest of the world what is possible? Absolutely. Do we see opportunities to rebuild our state's fuel security and bring new industry to our state as a consequence? Absolutely. Do we see an opportunity to save Victorians money? Yes, yes, yes. One Victoria does not believe that the climate change will result in the sort of catastrophic disaster many climate campaigners fear. As we have explained, bad decisions are increasingly being made by governments who are spending obscene amounts of money on the wrong things. Moves to cripple the oil industry is just another example of these bad decisions, driving fuel prices higher, which feeds through every part of the cost of living without having any understanding of the consequences of doing so. Let's take a look at how this translates to Victoria. Oil refinery shutdowns. At the start of 2003, Australia had 8 operational oil refineries in place. Today there are only 2, both supported by profit protection federal government subsidies to keep them open. Oil producers have chosen, and the likelihood is they will continue to choose, to turn to the many more modern, large-scale refineries in Southeast Asia, notably Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand and Philippines. Will we run out of oil? No. About 6 months after the global economic crisis hit, I met a senior oil company executive who had been in the industry for about 15 years. We were chatting when I asked him 2 questions. Petrol prices had skyrocketed to around $2 per litre, and I asked him why. He said it was simple. He could name 3 people based in London who were working the crude oil futures markets and manipulating crude prices around the globe. In response, I said that I thought prices were moving up because we were running out, as activists had been warning for decades. He told me if the truth was clearly understood, there would be riots across the world, with communities demanding a drop in fuel prices. He told me that just the then-known reserves would be able to sustain global demand, regardless of any growth from China and India, for hundreds of years. The pricing was just politics and business. Businesses had realised they could manipulate the markets to keep their profits high, and all countries could raise taxes on fuels. He said realistically, petrol could be around 25 cents a litre if businesses and politicians wanted it to be so. Victoria and Australia are at the mercy of outside influences when it comes to security and cost of supply of necessary fossil fuels like oil and gas. One Victoria will secure both with our forward-thinking and sensible policies. Victorians everywhere will benefit. Our fuel prices. Australia now has to import the bulk of our oil-based fuel products from overseas, leaving us horribly exposed to the supply and pricing vagaries of the world markets. We have been such fools. Policy number 15. One Victoria's plan to produce abundant, clean, safe, dependable nuclear-generated electricity by late 2031 will provide a core component of modern, clean crude oil refining. Heat. Most refineries around the world obtain their required heat from refinery-generated gas, supplemented with natural gas and resins. Having access to Victoria's abundant, clean and reliable electricity will be essential to Victoria enabling a host of cleaner industries to operate in our state. 16. One Victoria will contract with a major oil producer to hold exclusive rights to all new exploration of untapped oil fields within Victoria and Victorian waters for a period of 100 years. In return, the winning company will construct a large, upward scalable, state-of-the-art, modern, clean crude oil refinery to be in place and operational to coincide with our new power facility being operational in late 2031. This facility must include the very latest bioremediation and integrated concepts of resource recovery techniques to maximum production efficiency and profitability while removing all pollution normally associated with the refining process. One Victoria will supply this new facility with abundant clean electricity at zero cost for the remainder of the above 100-year contract. One Victoria's 100-year contract will require the winning operator to do two things for the state of Victoria. They will store the equivalent of 6 months' supply of all key fuel categories to provide our state with a level of fuel security that has been allowed to dwindle by successive state and federal governments to protect us all from international supply, pricing and geopolitical issues. This facility will supply Victoria at a discounted rate, with maximum pricing to be agreed with the state government every 6 months, and absolute minimum discount at the retail outlet of 25 cents below the daily market price. This discounted fuel will only be available for vehicles that are registered in Victoria. We expect that this facility, operating as it will be at a significant competitive advantage, will drive the remaining old polluting refineries to close more quickly, and for the current importing of processed fuel products into Australia to wind down, providing further advantage to the winning company. The 100-year contract will include very strict protection for the government and people of Victoria to ensure that all elements of the agreement are honoured by all parties. Why? Many of our detractors will ask, why would One Victoria choose to support the oil industry? The answer is simple. Look again at the list of byproducts of the oil industry listed above. The stark reality is we will never be able to do away with all those products. One Victoria believes our way of reducing your costs, protecting our supply security, and ensuring that this industry cleans up its act is a far better solution. Don't you agree? Please join us for part 3, where we will discuss manufacturing, forest management, logging, litter, transportation, the role of the media, and mitigating the effects of our climate for our population. One Victoria, we place Victoria's needs for a cleaner environment first, every day, in every way, always. Your ideas are welcome. Please contact us. Let us know what you think and contribute to the development of our final environment policy. Send us an email at environment@onevictoria.com.au. Until then, goodbye, stay safe, keep well. Authorised by Kenneth Noonan, 1 Victoria Suite 582 Waterman Caribbean Park, 44 Lakeview Drive, Scoresby, Victoria 3179. Our website, onevictoria.com.au. Mobile 0421 484 115. Email kenneth@onevictoria.com.au.